common sense is not so common. And in an era where global uncertainty is rampant and government is out of control, this is the show making sense of all the madness. Broadcasting live from the Arizona desert, you can't dodge the Hodge. Here's your host, Dave Hodges.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back to the Common Sense Show and our guest segment. We are the show that is freeing America one enslaved mind at a time. And we're going to be joined in just a moment by Dr. Ted Brower. And Dr. Ted and I are going to have a he said, she said discussion. Now, don't get alarmed now. We're very good friends. And friends can stand differences, but we agree a lot more than we don't. But you'll see that as we get into this. But first, I need to let you know we have a couple of sponsors that pay our bills. Number one, the best storable food company in the world. And people are saying, Dave, I need to store, but I don't have a lot of money. I get that. So what MPS has done is they have a four-week special, $100 off each four-week special. So if you accumulate segments by four-week specials, figure it out, you're saving 40% per order. So if you ordered, let's say, 40 weeks worth, which is a good amount, you'd save $1,000. There's nowhere else in America that's doing what they're doing. They're phenomenal. Restaurant quality, 25-year shelf life. Go to preparewithdave.com. Also, we're brought to you by Health Masters. Health Masters has helped me. In fact, go to their homepage. You'll see Doug Hagman and Dave Hodges. We have things named after us. I don't know if that's an honor, though, because it's not a badge of health, but it's a badge of recovery, and that's what Health Masters can do for you. It's what it's done for me. Coupon code is DAVE5 for 5% off all Health Masters products, which I swear by. By the way, speaking of Health Masters, we have the owner of Health Masters, Dr. Ted Brower. Ted, welcome to the show.
Dave, thanks so much for having me on today. It's always my pleasure being on with you. I love your listeners, love my listeners, and I pray for you guys every day. So thank you for the support of Health Masters. Thank you for supporting the Common Sense Show. You guys are absolutely awesome. So we hope we can bring you another show today that will actually bring some insight into these crazy world events we're having. What's that question you want to ask me, Dave?
Let's get right down to the point, Ted. Okay, put them up. All right. here's my position. I know you're not a Trump fan, and I have some concerns about Trump, too. But I'm going to say this. I will not submit to President Dementia and Heels in the Air Harris. Never will submit to these two. I will not submit to this stolen election, this coup d'etat in which the Chinese partnered with the Democratic Party. I will not submit to this. I refuse. And my position, and I just wrote an article on this, if there is to be a second civil war, and remember, I'm nonviolent, but if there is to be a second civil war, let the damn thing start right now so our children can know peace, because we will not live under a communist regime. And let me remind everybody, this is a Bolshevik revolution, and there's never been one like it where millions have not been purged by the leadership. So in a sense, America, you're fighting for your survival. Okay, Ted, that's my statement.
No, I agree with it. I mean, Dave, I thought we were going to have a conflict.
Come on. You argue with me?
Well, you're right. I agree with you. I mean, everything you said, I agree with. I mean, I can't even, you know, I didn't vote for Biden. He's horrible. I mean, you know, when Heels Up Harris, are you kidding me? She's a hoe. Everybody knows she's a hoe. I mean, it's not even, she didn't even try to hide the fact that she's a hoe. And Biden doesn't even try to hide the fact that he's senile as if he could, unless they're giving him, you know, methamphetamines or whatever they're pumping into him. He can't even communicate or carry on a constructive sentence. I mean, it's awful that we, but again, let me explain something to the listeners here. You know, Donald Trump has put more people from the CFR into his administration than any other president. The CFR is the Council on Foreign Relations. The Council on Foreign Relations was started after World War I, after the fail of the League of Nations, by the Rothschild banking cartel in order to bring in a global government. And that's the extent of my statement there as far as that's concerned. Donald Trump is not who you think he is. Both sides of this narrative are being controlled by the globalists. They control parties.
Don't you think that Trump could have been duped, though? We know he's been duped.
Well, you know, I want to hope he has been, Dave. You know, I want to hope, because I really promoted Trump on the first election. I really did.
I know.
I mean,
I know
I,
you
mean,
did.
I had a big 2x6 foot sign in my yard. I had to put behind a fence if the neighbors wouldn't tear it down. I mean, I kept it up for 6 months after the election until he started pumping all these CFR members into the doggone, you know, administration, and then pumping all of the Goldman Sachs people into the administration, then pumping all the GlaxoSmithKline people into the administration. I started thinking, well, wait a minute, something is wrong here, and so. There's where we find ourselves. Now, could he just have been naive? No. He's smart. I don't believe the guy's going to qualify for Mensa. I don't. I really don't. Okay. But I also don't believe that he's an idiot. I know that Wilbur Ross paid him back and got him out of his bankruptcy back in 89 through Rothschild Inc. I know that. I know that Donald Trump, regardless of what he wants to say, was friends with Jeffrey Epstein. And some say he rode on Jeffrey Epstein's jet, and Jeffrey Epstein, in fact, did ride on Donald Trump's jet. I mean, so all of these different groups of people are all interlocked, you know, and they're all interlocked through the cabal. Now, you know, people call them the globalists. I call them cabal, and what it is, it's a sex
how about,
death
how
cult.
How about Satanists? Can we
well, agree? This is a sex death cult is what it is. And mm-hmm. they're cabalists is what they are. They're you know, you could call them a cabal, but you don't go the whole way and say cabalist. You know, I mean, remember the cabalists, the ancient knowledge from the Zohar was given to a man in 72 AD, okay, who basically sat in a cave and supposedly listened to some demon or angel or whatever the heck he claimed it was for 12 years and wrote this Zohar book. He's the person they say wrote it. And from that, they combined all the ancient Canaanite religions of Baal, Moloch, and Asherah worship. In the ancient Egyptian religions and mythologies of Osiris and Isis into one book of witchcraft and sorcery. Mm-hmm. This is what the Zohar is.
Okay,
and from that,
Ted, I get that. I know all that.
From that comes the Kabbalah, which is what these Hollywood weirdos practice, and including Donald Trump's daughter and son-in-law. So, if we think that Donald Trump is some rosy picture of perfection, we're really, none of us really ever thought that, but I mean, the reality is, he has a known Kabbalist, which means they worship a snake in a tree called Ein Sof, in the White House as his chief advisor, which would be Jared Kushner, mm-hmm. who some people believe may be the Antichrist, and also his daughter, who basically has rejected Jesus Christ, rejected the virgin birth, to become part of Chabad Lubavitch, which teaches from the Zohar, which also teaches and practices Kabbalah, which basically is a doomsday cult, which they want to destroy 90% of the planet and slay the other 10%. All of this stuff is going on right now, but we're supposed to believe that Donald Trump has our back. You know, right now we have, look what's happening in Staten Island.
All right. Time out. Okay. This has got to be point counterpoint now, okay?
Okay, well, I was going to change the topic.
No, you were going to put a steamroller over my face here is what you were doing.
Well, just a little one.
Okay, here's the bottom line, okay? I agree with you about Kushner. Daddy's little girl has turned daddy's face, and now he has distanced himself from the two. That's number one. Number two, if Trump was really a plant, he'd be walking away. He wouldn't be circling the wagons by putting special forces under one command, bringing home troops from foreign wars in numbers unprecedented in American history, 3 theaters of war. And he is preparing to make a stand. And that's how I see it. And is he perfect? No. I think he's tried to walk the fence to try to bring unity. I think it's failed miserably. But let's not forget, he was the best economic president for 3 years in American history. And he stood up to China. He stood up to Russia. He stood up to the deep state. And did he get bent by them? Yes. But as I've discovered in 4 years, Ted, the deep state is everywhere and anywhere from the bottom up to the top down. No one could have taken this on successfully. But now that you've got 80 million Americans who voted for Trump awake, the tide has turned, and I'm just telling you right now, hey, with or without Trump, I'm serious, Ted, with or without Trump, I am not submitting to these people.
Again, I agree with everything you just said. I guess we're trying to have an argument. We can't have one. I agree with everything.
Well, get busy and argue with me then.
Well, I can't keep saying true stuff. I mean, the reality is that I don't know if Trump was real or not in the beginning. I hope he was. I supported him. I don't know if he tried to walk the fence in order to try to compromise in order to get something done in Washington. I don't know. He's not a career politician. I do know that the media attacked him beyond belief for the past 4 years, including the Russian collusion hoax and all the other stuff that all has been just fabrication. I know that he has done other things as far as trying to stop the trade war that we've had with China. I should say trade war. We kind of have a trade war now. This trade surplus that China has with us and this massive deficit that we have. But now we're in a giant mess in the United States as far as our economy because of the COVID lockdown, which Trump also endorsed and was pushed into, I may add. But he did endorse it. I also know that he pushed red flag gun laws nationwide through his wretched cabalist daughter. And I know he pushed them in Florida after what happened in Parkland. And now we have red flag gun laws here in Florida. I mean, I know he's done all of these things. I mean, so he's done some good stuff and he's done some bad stuff and he's put a lot of really bad people into administration positions. So I am so confused. And that's, of course, this is what they want, right? They want to have confusion because out of confusion will come a new world order. Out of chaos will come a new world order. That's been their mantra for many, many decades.
Yeah, I agree with that.
And I'm going to say something. I'm going to step it back to a spiritual thing. And this is really important that we all stay with this for a second. I talked about this on my Tuesday show. If you guys hear the Ted Nofsen Brewers this week on Tuesday, I guess it was December the 1st, 2020, you need to listen to that show because I actually got to preach a little bit on that show for all of you Christians. But here's the thing. These entities that control this planet. Now let's just go esoteric for a minute. These entities, these snakes in the snake in a tree or whatever you want to call it, or these demons or whatever you want to call them, the benign Nephilim or you want to call them the Anunnaki or whatever you want to call them, whatever entity's name you want to put on it, demons, angels, fallen angels, Nephilim, pick a name, all right? We've all heard all these terms. That have controlled this planet for thousands of years. I've talked about this on your show before. They can't obtain energy from the field because they've separated themselves from God and they only can be fed through mass human sacrifice and horrible, horrible energy fields of hatred and bitterness and whatever they have around the planet, okay? But they have long, long lifespans. We don't know how long they live. They could live in the thousands or the tens of thousands of years. We know that Satan's been around since the beginning. He ain't dead yet. He's a created being. So we don't know how long the demons live or the fallen angels live. We have no idea. So we always have the folks that say, wait a minute, you know, how could this possibly be a plot? Because it's taken, you know, 200 years for this to unfold. Well, the reality is if an entity lives for, let's say, 10,000 years, 200 years is nothing. It's a drop in the bucket. It's like me and you having a weekly goal or a monthly goal, Dave. They don't really think like that, these entities. If you have an extended lifespan of X amount of thousands or tens of thousands or hundreds of thousands of years, what in the world is a 100-year or a 200-year plan?
No, I agree.
It doesn't mean anything. So this is what we have here. We have a group of people that run the planet that have hated Jesus Christ as he came to fix this mess 2,000 years ago. They have an atavistic hatred of Christ. They control Hollywood. They control the media. They control 90% of the major corporations through interlocking corporate directorships and just outright stock purchases, and they control the central banks. Now, you could say, well, these people are Jews. Well, that's kind of like not really true because they're not.
No.
Bill Clinton's not a Jew, all right? Hillary Clinton's not a Jew. You know, Barack Obama's not a Jew. He's probably a Muslim. George Bush isn't a Jew. I mean, all these people are involved in this giant conspiracy, if you want to call it that, or global consolidation efforts to bring in a new world, one world order. This group of people go back way, way past the Old Testament. They go all the way back to the ancient Canaanite religions, guys, all the way back to Noah and the flood, even before that with the fall of Lucifer. This is how far back this goes. You know, the problem is that they're also called in the New Testament the synagogue of Satan, and it's very clear. It says right in that Bible, vast passage in Revelation, they claim to be Jews, but they are not. They are the synagogue of Satan. Jesus called them out in the book of John. And see, and this is what we have. We've got a group or entities or whatever they are, bloodline families, that have been doing and creating all of this havoc on this planet for thousands and thousands of years, mm-hmm. way before Christ.
I agree with you.
Noah, all
you
the know, way back,
In fact, Ted, I'm going to give you a starting point. Genesis 6.
Well, no, Jen, no, it goes before that, David, because what happens is when you go to Genesis 6, it talks about these groups that have been there, but Genesis 6
and they came
years.
To earth and they bred. Well,
it happened before.
Well,
it happened in the garden.
Ted, let me finish.
Went all the way back to Genesis 1.
Okay, we can go to Genesis 1, but I'll start at Genesis 6 because to me, you know, your starting point is a matter of perspective, but I'm just going to say this. In Genesis 6, it's clear that evil entities descended on the earth. They had sex with earth women. They had offspring. And I submit that what you're talking about here with the long lifespans and the satanic intentions is the product of this. They know who they are. They know what they are. They are not of earth as we are. They are against us for this reason. This is why they look down on us. This is why they want to depopulate us. This is why they think they can do anything to us. And I wouldn't be surprised if Jared Kushner is not a descendant of that unholy union that started at Genesis 6. And Ted, let me just say this, too. This is not going to end well, no matter what happens. Because at some point in time, even a slumbering society like ours is going to rise up when they have no more options. But they need to know who they're fighting. And we are fighting the servants of Satan. Let's make no mistake about it. Nancy Pelosi serves Satan. All of these people, Biden, Harris, they all serve Satan. Why else would they take God out of the Democratic platform? One nation under who? At the convention? They couldn't even say that right when they did their Pledge of Allegiance. So, Ted, that's who I think we're up against.
Well, the reason they're so atavistic against God and the great I Am, Dave, is because he's the one who created the heavens and the earth. Remember, and I'm going to say something. And I've said this on my show, and I'm going to say it on this show now, too, because it's going to sound weird, but you got to listen to me. We don't know how many civilizations that God has created around the cosmos. We don't know that.
I agree.
We have no idea. We know there's like 6 or 8 different types of angels and entities that have appeared on this planet. Even Rush Dizdar talks about that. And so we know these are not human being entities. There's something else. So we know they were created somewhere and they showed up here. Now how they got here, whatever, who cares? It could be interdimensional conduits. It could be some kind of spacecraft. That's beside the point here. The reality is that we are not alone in the universe. And God doesn't have to get our permission to create another species. That's a fact. Now, what I do believe with all of my heart is this, that the planet Earth was created as the Garden of Eden to begin with. And God created man in his image. I don't believe that he created man in his image in any other civilization. I believe we're the only ones that were created in the image of God. These entities are not created in God's image, these demonic entities. And therefore, they're unbelievably angry because the mention that they come from or wherever they're from isn't as nice as this place. They're jealous, number one. They're kind of like they're kind of like an illegal alien who wants to come to the promised land, okay? And they're also angry that God gave us, that he recreated us in his image. So not only do they hate us because of where we live, they hate us because we're created in God's image, and they're jealous of us because they're not created in God's image. So you're right. It's not that they look down on us, David. They look to us with disdain and hatred because they know what God did for us. And then when God brought Jesus to us, who's the author, the finisher, the perfecter of our faith, who came into the timeline and basically shed his blood for us as an eternal sacrifice for our sins, they stopped. Then when Jesus said, "It is over," he didn't mean the battle was done, but he meant that the entire war was over, because at that point, when we die, we go directly to be with God if we accept him as our Savior. He said, "No one comes to the Father but through me." And that's why we need to call his name Jesus. He's the Lamb of God. He's the Prince of Peace. He's the Counselor. He's the Good Shepherd. He's the Savior. He's the Redeemer. He's the Deliverer. He's the Messiah, the Way, the Lord God Almighty. He's Lord of all. He's resurrection and life, King of Kings, and the Son of God. He's deity. He's God. And we need to get that. There is only one God, and he's it. And so that's the problem that we have right now in the Christian churches, who are one of the primary causes of this horrible onslaught we've had on this planet and in the United States as far as this increase of communism and socialism and weirdness. Because the church wants to believe that you could just have this, quote, Christ spirit, that he was a man that came to the earth. A lot of them teach this now. And you just accept the Christ spirit and you're saved. That's not true. You have to accept Jesus Christ for who he is and who he said he was, the Son of God, God himself, He was with God in the beginning. It says that in the book of John. He's omnipresent. And when you understand...
Ted?
Christ.
You just cut out. Ted, you just cut out for about 10 seconds. Here we go again.
Oh, I would doubt. Oh, yeah. Yeah. Well, no, they don't like me talking about this stuff.
I hear you.
Because he is God Almighty. And that's who Jesus is. And when he came to this planet, he came to this planet to fix the mess that these fallen entities had done. Because the flood didn't fix it, because they came back after the flood. It says that. They were here before and after the flood. Started the race of giants and all the other stuff all over again and all of the sacrifice.
Yeah. But along those lines, let me ask you a question on this, okay?
Sure.
Well, first, let me make a statement, then I'll ask the question. I have a very good friend named Vance Davis, dear friend for 27, going on 28 years now. And he was the first guy I ever told about my father's work in working with a captured German scientist. And because I knew I could trust him from what he had said on the Art Bell and Coast to Coast. So he and I get together, and we're sharing, and we're talking a lot. And in 1993, he told me this, Ted. This was incredible. He said, Dave, in my NSA training, and he was attached to NATO at the time, he said, we were taught that there was a battle out in the cosmos between what we would call good and evil lost, and evil got sent here. And they want to capture the human soul, but they can't. Because God made it impenetrable. So, he said they decided to go after humans and morph them. This was 1993, about 10 years before anyone authored the word transhumanism. And this is what they were teaching in NSA. And it validates what you and I are saying here completely. Not that we need to be validated, but he was telling this story. Now here's my question for this. Are you familiar, and I'm going to go back in this legend a little bit, with the notion of the planet Astra and where Satan lost the battle and Astra was destroyed, which is now the asteroid belt?
Yeah, I've read some of that stuff a long, long time ago, Dave, but I'll be honest with you. I don't pay a whole lot of attention about the origins of this clown because it doesn't really matter to me.
It matters to me because it tells you how evil they are.
Well, no, they're evil. They'll destroy everything in order to get what they want. And quite frankly, with the AI, with the artificial intelligence, they could see throughout the entire universe, which is, I believe they've been doing this. I really do. I could do a whole show on that. I really believe that they have not only tried and are in the process of taking over our planet Earth to create a negative energy field around our planet to make every one of our thoughts evil all the time. I believe they've done this to other civilizations around the cosmos. I believe they're that evil.
Interesting.
What's interesting about this whole thing is this, Dave, is that we know that he comes to rob, kill, steal, and destroy. It does, whatever Satan is, whatever entity he is. We know that. But we also know he's not omnipresent. So we know that in the event he's someplace else in the galaxy, he can't be here. Right? But he can be here if he's tied into an AI quantum D-wave computer, which has an interdimensional interface, and they chip us so he can affect every one of our brains and every one of our minds and every one of our thoughts and attitudes all of the time, then he can create an energy field around the planet, which everyone's thoughts were evil all of the time, as it was in the days of Noah. And Jesus said that upon his return, it will be as it was in the days of Noah for the return of the Son of Man. Jesus himself said that. And that's the goal here. And so we have to understand that this COVID vaccine they're trying to give us and all the other vaccines they've tried to pump into us and the chemtrails and the Morgellons and all that stuff, they've come into a major problem with all of this stuff because of our DNA. Our DNA is a coiled helix. It's basically an uplink. It's a transformer to God Almighty. It's a sending receiving unit. And with Christ on the cross as an eternal omnipresent being, and at the right hand of God, and in the book of Genesis, remember, he's omnipresent, all timelines at all times. He basically has the ability to continue to rewrite our DNA and allow us to be restored to him. They don't want that anymore because they can't turn off the transmitter because they can't go back in time because they're not omnipresent. And the Bible says in the New Testament, had the God of this age, which is Lucifer, known what he was doing, he never would have crucified the Son of Glory. He wouldn't have done it. He had no idea what happens when you basically crucifying omnipresent being, because the omnipresent being is always in the same timelines all the time. And so his blood continually restores. This is what the book of Hebrews says. We no longer need to have a sacrifice to sin, because Jesus Christ has done that for all eternity. And we need to understand that we have a restoration of our DNA. So now they want to stick us with an RNA vaccine, and they want to rewrite that coiled helix, make it something else, which you could call it the mark of the beast at that point, which will then not allow us to be compatible with God any longer. And when he sees us, he won't see a human made in his image. He will see a beast, a changed DNA, something else. That's why it says that if you take the mark of the beast, you cannot be saved. Why? Well, because God doesn't recognize you as being human any longer. You're no longer created in his image. This is the goal of these guys. I mean, they've been doing everything they possibly can for thousands of years. I mean, look what they've done. And I've covered this on your show before. I mean, at the highest level of the Kabbalah, they believe that God was a hermaphrodite, and that Adam and Eve were hermaphrodite, and that having children on this planet is an unbelievable abomination. That's why they're so heavy involved in abortion. And they also believe that transgenders are closer to God because they're, quote-unquote, hermaphroditic, or gays are closer to God because they're, quote-unquote, hermaphroditic. And that's why they push the gay agenda and the hermaphroditic agenda. I mean, right now in Australia, they had another young girl taken away from her family who wanted to become a man, and the parents said, no, you're not going to go on testosterone therapy. The state of Australia took the child away to administer the testosterone therapy to help her transition into a man. And this is happening all over the country and all over the world with children as young as 3 and 4 and 5 years of age, which is child abuse. But the guys who run the planet, the hermaphrodites, the weirdos, they believe that this is what God wants us to be, which is, let me put this way. I don't believe any of these clowns. These guys are nuts. They're all nuts. And you think, well, this sounds crazy. It sounds crazy to me, too. I want to make sure I qualify that statement. Because these guys, all they do is just be honest with you. When they make these stupid statements, they just piss me off. Just use a vernacular there that I probably shouldn't have said. But they make me angry. Because they're saying stupid stuff that is nonsense. And if you try to confront them with it, if they tell you the truth, they get angry at you, and they don't want you to know the truth about what they believe. You know, Madonna, all these weird things she's done. And you see this red bracelet around these people's wrists. Katy Perry, Madonna, Demi Moore. These people are Kabbalists. You see it on Ivanka Trump? Yeah, her too. The red string is to ward off demons from the Kabbalah. And it also basically tells you who they are and what they believe. Now, you see it with newscasters. A lot of newscasters, including Fox newscasters, are wearing a red string around their wrist.
Which ones?
You know, because of Photoshop, Dave, I don't want to specifically list names, but I've seen it repeatedly on multiple Fox newscasters, but I don't know if it's Photoshopped or not. But I know that it's real because I've seen it on other people. That's why I'm being very careful not to list names. But I saw a video the other day, now whether it was Photoshopped or not, and Tucker Carlson was wearing a red Kabbalah string around his left wrist. Now you guys can do your own research on that.
I don't even need to know that though, because he is a plant.
Laura Ingraham
is a plant.
No, most of them are, David. Here's the problem. See, Fox News is owned by the Rothschilds indirectly through Murdoch, indirectly through the central banks, indirectly controlled. It's controlled opposition. Tucker Carlson, what he is, he's an escape valve. He's an escape valve. When it gets built up so much, you hear a pssst from Tucker Carlson. Oh, we're standing against tyranny. Then all of a sudden he starts slamming Trump for disputing the election. And all of a sudden you realize he's reading a teleprompter. And somebody else is writing the narrative, writing the script. Now, remember Joan Rivers? She was written into the doggone whole, psyche of America. I mean, she was on Johnny Carson. She did all this stuff. She hosted the Johnny Carson show. She was all over America. Then finally one day, she basically does a gay hermaphroditic wedding, right? And they ask her about it. You can look at it on YouTube. And they say, do you think we'll ever have a gay president? And say, we already do. Everybody knows Obama's a gay and Michelle is a tranny. And they go, what? It's just, she's a transgender. It's okay. We all know. And immediately she was off script because the American population wasn't supposed to know that. And she was dead just a few months later under some weird surgery she was doing, and apparently somebody came in and put the wrong anesthesia or whatever happened. I don't know. She's dead. She got written out of the script. And when these people are written out of the script, it's for a very specific reason. And because they are no longer maintaining the dialogue that they're supposed to maintain or the monologue they're supposed to maintain. You see this with Hollywood actors. They start waking up.
Well, I want to go back to something else that you said about if you take the vaccine, the mark of the beast, and you're no longer human, can't go to heaven. What about if it's forcible? How can God hold people accountable if they're forcibly vaccinated?
You know, last week, I think it was the Israeli Times came out with an article, and they said, we will not force a vaccine on you, but Amazon will. The airlines will. And this is what's going to happen here in the United States, because I'm like you. I don't believe if you're held down and you're given this vaccine, if it indeed is the mark of the beast, because it may not be, but if it is the mark of the beast to change your DNA and you're forced to take it, I believe that God's going to restore your DNA, because for some reason in the great cosmic realm that we live in, there are rules they've got to basically cover. They call it lesser magic or white magic with these Kabbalists, and they've got to tell you what they're going to do to you before they do it. And then they have to have your okay. It's like, I live here in Florida, and you know, we live on a lake. You know, pretty much everybody lives on a lake in Florida or on a river or close to water, and we have a problem with water moccasins. These are big snakes that are very, very venomous. We also have copperheads. We also have rattlesnakes. We pretty much have every known poisonous pit viper known to man here in Central Florida because we live in a swamp. Here's the deal. If somebody comes to my front door and they have a basket full of water moccasins and they pull the lid off, they cover it up real quick so they don't get bit, and they say, here, you need to sign for this. You have a delivery. We need to bring these moccasins into your house. My response is going to be, hit the road, Jack. Don't look back before I pull the 12-gauge on you and play slice and dice with these water moccasins, and you too. Get off my property. Okay? This is what they have to do. They have to come and tell you in advance what they're going to do. Then, if you agree to it, supposedly, they don't have the karma blowback on the other side of the veil. They know there's a threshold at CERN. They know there's a veil on the other side. They got that. They figured that one out already. These Hollywood actors who continually take these drugs to take them to the other side of the veil, they're no longer atheists. They realize that there's something else after we die. So they know that if they force this on you and they hold you down, that I guess they have a really bad blowback on the other side of the veil, so they have to have your permission or you have to agree to it. So all you got to do is say no. That's what the Bible says, resist the devil and he will flee. It says that. So when they bring the water moccasins, I'm going to say, no, hit the road, Jack, don't look back. Same thing. They bring a coronavirus vaccine. I don't believe they're going to forcibly administer it. I don't believe that. I believe the American population is so dumbed down now because of fluoride and tricyclic antidepressants and serotonin reuptake inhibitors and statin drugs that we have basically lost our way as far as any type of reasoning skills. And I see that when I walk into a grocery store with my wife and there's 200 people in there and she and I are the only two without a mask. I see that. In fact, you need to, everybody needs to join us on ST Brower on Instagram. That's Sharon Ted, ST Brower, B-R-O-E-R on Instagram. Because guys, here's why. The other day, we went to the Mall of Millennium, big, huge mall up in Orlando. We were the only two people in the entire mall walking around without wearing a mask. That's it. We were it. We were thrown out of multiple stores, and we reported on it as we were there. Because people didn't really believe that I was walking around a mall without a mask on until we started sending out videos. Because I want people to know that I'm not just telling you to do this. I do this. And why is that? It's like you said at the beginning of the show, Dave, with that statement that I still agree with you on, about that we're about to have a civil war. Okay, we're about to go there. The problem is the American population is so dumbed down because of fluoride, because remember, it's a rat poison, it's a chemical that massively lowers IQ scores, that we're so dumbed down that we believe that the government, because of normalcy bias, has our best interest at heart. That's why, and again, ask yourself a question. Why hasn't Donald Trump fired Fauci? Why is Fauci still there? Why is Barr still there? Why would Trump put Barr in after what he did at Ruby Ridge and getting the man who blew Randy Weaver's wife's head off exonerated? Why would we put somebody in like Barr who's a neck-deep swamp rat?
I did a podcast on that last night. I totally agree with you, Ted. I agree.
No. So Donald Trump hasn't gotten rid of Fauci. He could have gotten rid of Fauci at the beginning of the year. Right? But he hasn't. He hasn't gotten rid of Barr. He put Barr in. All of this stuff is an orchestrated script that we're supposed to get all, oh, my God, look what's happening. No, stop it. God is on the throne. He's omnipresent, and none of this has surprised him. He didn't wake up this morning and go, oh, gosh, I didn't see that coming. We have to relax and realize, even if Biden got in, and the guy is a complete and total lowlife, and his running mate's a hoe, I agree with you, and he's senile. We have been under control of the deep state since 1947, when the OSS became the CIA, and they killed John F. Kennedy. We have had a secondary government running the United States since the 40s. Ever since they talked to Chiang Kai-shek and they found out that he supplied a million-man army with food and clothes and armor by selling opiates in China and basically distributing it to the population, we started doing the same thing. We brought Lucky Luciano into the United States government to control the docks of New York and started having him run dope and drugs. And then we had the massive war in Southeast Asia to control the poppy fields. Do you really think that Laos and Cambodia had all of those special targets that we had to bomb that were all secretive? Well, they were probably poppy fields is what they were. We don't know. They wouldn't tell us. They were all secret targets in another country other than Vietnam. And then we dumped all that Agent Orange everywhere. Well, that to defoliate and to kill the poppy fields? Probably. So we could control the heroin coming out of Southeast Asia. And then we found out we'd screwed up the weather and everything there so badly, we moved the poppy fields to Afghanistan. Not we the people, but we the CIA. We the Mossad. We the MI6. We the shadow government to fund black operations. And now we have 1,000 square miles of poppy being grown right now in Afghanistan under Donald Trump funding black ops. We will never be out of Afghanistan. We will always have soldiers there guarding the fields. And now, listen to this, they found out that ephedra grows wild and they can cultivate it in Afghanistan. Now they're starting to produce methamphetamines because they've already got a supply chain and a network of quote-unquote laboratories set up all over Afghanistan to produce and process raw heroin out of poppy. Now they can process the ephedra to produce methamphetamines, and they can put that on their supply chain. They can send it on their C-130 transport planes all over the world through their lily pad bases that never get examined by customs to transport these drugs to the mafiosa groups, the Italian mafia, the Russian mafia, the Chinese mafia, the Israeli mafia, all of these different people that control organized crime throughout the world to sell their drugs to support black ops. That's what's going on that Donald Trump won't talk about, that Biden won't talk about, because we're being run through organized crime who then launder their proceeds through the big banks, and they have to get more efficiency going, so they got to bring in a new world order, a one world currency, and all the other things they want with a one world religion under no-eyed laws, so these hermaphrodites, if you worship Jesus Christ, could say, you have worshipped Jesus! Off with your head! Well, I'd be like, whatever. That's their long-term goal. And guys, this is what we have to understand. So we have gotten caught up in the quote-unquote, oh my gosh, this is the election sideshow, circus show, why they're implementing 5G towers everywhere, while they're trying to inject us with an RNA vaccine, while Trump has a Kabbalist daughter, Kabbalist son-in-law with red strings on their wrists running around the White House, putting more CFR members in than any other administration, saying he's a nationalist and he's not, saying he's pro-Second Amendment and he's not, saying everything you and I want to hear, but then doing the exact opposite because it's part of the game. It's part of the narrative. He is an actor reading a script. Mm-hmm. And as long as we understand that all major politicians in major office are basically actors wearing scripts. Look at what's going on with Devine right now, the DeWine in Ohio. They have filed articles of impeachment against him. Most of a bunch of representatives there in Ohio. They're trying to impeach him and get him out. And so we have a grassroots movement, Dave, a movement that includes, well, we really can't include the pansies in the pulpit because they won't do anything, that includes all of us who are awake, like they did in Staten Island last night, where they had over 1,000 people go to that shuttered bar that the governor had decided to close up and basically decided that they weren't going to put up with this nonsense anymore up there. And the troops were in lockstep, or I should say the police dressed in troop uniforms and full riot gear, were keeping people going into the bar. Really? It's that over 1,000 people showed up to protest. And this is what we all have to do. We've got to say no to the basket full of snakes. The problem is, I know so many patriots, and I mean, I love these guys and these ladies that are patriots, that are still wearing masks in public. You can't do that. Why do you think you can cover your face and be compliant with the New World Order and not be told that you have to take a vaccine. Not be told that, like they're doing in LA right now, they're telling you that you can't rock walk on the streets or even ride a bicycle. You're not supposed to stick your nose out the door right now in LA, and it won't flatten any curve. There is no curve to flatten. This is all about decreasing inflationary pressures because they've had a 40% increase in the M1 money supply since March in the United States. We've printed 40% of the currency that's ever been printed in the United States since March. Zero Hedge put an article on that. I posted it on the Health Masters news site. You guys, it's so important to understand what's really happening. All of this political stuff is smoke and mirrors to a political agenda which involves hermaphrodites, Kabbalists, Satanists, weirdos who want their new world order. That's what's going on. So we can pretend like it's between Donald Trump and we can pretend like it's between Biden, but it's not. It's between the great I am, Lord God Almighty, the creator of heavens and earth, his son, our savior, the author, the finisher, the perfecter of our faith, and you're right, Dave, Lucifer, Satan, whatever you want to call him. They call him Ein Sof. They don't even call him Lucifer or Satan. They call him Ein Sof, the big snake in a tree with the Kabbalah. Whatever you want to call him. You want to call him Baal, Moloch, Asherah, Ein Sof, Satan, Lucifer, pick a name. It's the same entity. And guys, we need to understand that's where our battle is. It's against the high, the Bible tells us our battle is not against flesh and blood. That's why every one of us has to resist and say no to a mask mandate, no to being closed, and absolutely no to the basket full of snakes. No, I will not take the vaccine. No, I will not walk quietly and passively into the night. No, I will not allow you to destroy me and my family and turn me and my children into hermaphrodites. I will not allow that. And if you do that, we can resist this new world order, and he will flee. And this will go on another generation. But remember, these guys are thousands and thousands of years old. They're going to outlive me and you, Dave, as far as on this.
You know what's interesting,
now,
Ted?
When we go to be with God, they'll never outlive us. They know that.
Yeah,
they'll never outlive us in heaven. Because we remember, as a Christian, you never die. When you accept Jesus Christ, you never die. You go directly to God.
Well, they're motivated by fear in the present time. But and that's really clear to me. And they are motivated by fear. But, you know, when I first became aware of the New World Order in its present form, I was struck why people would dedicate their lives to something that they'll never physically live to see. And now we know why, and you have just elucidated the reasons. I want to ask you another question here, and this seems off the beaten track, but I don't think it is. Is Satan really headquartered in Antarctica? And is that who John Kerry visited right before the end of the Obama administration?
You know, I don't know, Dave, but I know there's something down there so evil that it's basically been put as a no trespass area. I mean, I've got friends of mine who are pilots, and I say, why can't we just fly like we do going across the North Pole from like Canada to England and get a big shortcut? Why can't we just fly from South America to Africa, to the Horn of Africa, by flying across Antarctica instead of going all the way across the Pacific? And they go, oh, we can't. Because they have a no-fly zone over Antarctica. If you fly over Antarctica to protect you so you don't have to land there or crash there, they'll shoot you down. Like, if that makes any sense at all. I mean, the planes will come to you if you try to fly around there or go over there. They'll come over and tell you that if you do not turn around, they will blow you out of the sky.
Whose planes?
To protect you.
Whose
any planes?
Unless
you have a military aircraft. If you try to take a civilian aircraft, and I've got a bunch of friends who are pilots, and they tell me, Antarctica, off limits, can't fly there, can't go there, can't be there. They will tell you. They will get. See, they'll send it. They'll dispatch a jet fighter pilot. They'll tell you in advance. You can't come down here. Come down here, but you have to have special permitting. The other day, I was at the.
Do you not know who controls the planes?
Well, yeah, the CIA does, and they're controlled by the Sabbatean Kabbalists of Luciferians, who basically control the AI computer, who are trying to leak us into the D wave into an interdimensional condo.
So it's Satan's air defense group, basically.
That's exactly right. That's exactly what it is. And see, because they don't want you going down there. So I don't know if the individual, the entity of Lucifer himself, is living in Antarctica. Heck, I don't even know how big Antarctica is. Heck, I don't even know what the whole planet's actually shaped like. I don't know what it is. I mean, we haven't seen it. We know the entire rendering from NASA from the Apollo was all basically a painting. It was just a drawing. We don't know if we're shaped like a pear. We don't know what we're shaped like. All I know is this. We're not supposed to go down there. That I know for sure. So here's the thing, guys. If we can't go down there, and then you see the head of the Orthodox Church going down there, and John Kerry during the last elections going down there, something is happening in Antarctica whether it's Lucifer, one of his minions, some other demon, some other entity, some other computer system. We don't know, Dave, because we're not allowed to go down there. It's kind of like Afghanistan. The other day I went to the Army recruiters. This is an interesting story with my daughter. She was thinking about going in the Army, which I tell her not to do. And I walked into the Army recruiter's office, and I asked him, I said, what are you guys doing about sexual assault in the military? Oh, will we prosecute? I said, didn't ask you to prosecute. What are you doing to stop it? Well, they were doing nothing to stop it, okay, besides prosecuting. And then I said, well, what are you doing about the 1,000 square miles of heroin production out of Afghanistan? Poppy fields. I said this in front of the whole group. There were six of them in there. And you could have heard a pin drop. And they said, well, what do you mean? I said, don't even start that crap with me. I said, you know darn good and well the CIA's been slinging dope out of Afghanistan for decades now. And they looked at me kind of funny, and they go, well, we know that we haven't seen it. None of us have. But we know also that if you ever go to those areas where the poppies are grown, you have to have special permission and signed papers as far as what you say and what you don't say when you come in and out. I said, well, buddy, I said, I've got video and pictures of troops and Hummers driving around the poppy fields. And they told me they weren't allowed to touch them or to damage the crop. That's who runs the planet right there. The CIA slinging dope with all of these other mafiosa agencies all over the planet with the international banking cartels who are all operating under their Lucifer's orders, what this whole thing's about. Because remember it says in the book of Revelation that these guys that practice the pharmakia and the drugs. See, this is all part of the Kabbalah with the potions and the magic. So look at the Sackler family. They just agreed to an $8 billion settlement with Purdue Pharma for promoting OxyContin, telling people that it was not addictive. Right? Now we've got 60 million people addicted to this crap, and 40, 50, 60,000 die a year from heroin overdoses in the United States alone. Well, the reason they dried up the supply now of opiates over the counter is they can make a lot more on selling it through the street. You saw that with Rush Limbaugh years ago. He was addicted to OxyContin. So they allow you to get hooked on this product via prescription. They pull the prescriptions back, and now the Sackler family or whoever else is running the opioid distribution, probably not Sacklers, but they're the ones who got it pushed through the United States as far as getting people to take OxyContin. They've pleaded guilty to them, by the way. So I'm not telling you nothing that I'm not making this up. Now all of a sudden they have a much bigger market. And now we have this methamphetamine market. Now they're realizing, oh, we've got a big meth market too. We might as well go ahead and piggyback the ephedra plant out of Afghanistan and start using the same drugs and drug laboratories to manufacture that. That's where we are. Pharmakia. The Bible talks specifically and forbids it and says these guys are going to hell for doing this. And this is the group that runs the planet and continues to run the planet and has run the planet for thousands and thousands of years, ever since the days of Noah. The only brief interlude we had with this was Christianity with Jesus when he came, and then he gave himself as a sacrifice for us to redeem us back to God Almighty himself to fix our energy field so we'd be compatible with God. If you want to use that vernacular. And this is exactly where we are right now. And so now 2,000 years of atomistic hatred towards Jesus, because he really threw a wrench in their plans for 2,000 years, and apparently even for these entities, that's a good chunk of time. Now they're doing everything they can to destroy the Christian churches. And now we've got all these pansies in the pulpit that refuse to tell the truth. We've got the Johnson Amendment that basically castrated the churches. And we have these name it, claim it, blab it, grab it weirdos say, give me money and you'll be blessed. And they never, ever talk about repentance. Or that Jesus is the only way to heaven. That you don't go to Christ, you don't get to God with it unless you go through Christ. Very rarely will they ever mention that, because all they want you to do is buy them a new jet, or buy them a new mansion, or maintain their extravagant lifestyle. I know these guys, Dave. I've been on with a bunch of them before I knew the truth and helped them do fundraising. And I see how they live. Some of these guys have a fleet of jets and claim to be a billionaire or worth multiple billions of dollars. I know these guys personally.
Yeah, I know. I know you used to travel and be on the lecture circuit with some of them.
Yeah, and so, Ted, so this is
what
we are.
Hold on, Ted. I'm just saying. I think what we've said here is we have failed to argue.
We
have failed in our original mission.
We did.
I wanted to have, I throw a lamp at you, you throw a chair at me. And it just didn't happen. And we're being ruled by the a-holes, and they are Satanists.
Pretty much.
There's no two ways about it. But also, too, I'd be remiss, particularly for people who are listening for the first time to this show, about we got about 1 minute to tell people how they can follow your good work.
Oh, thanks, Dave. You know, as you guys know, I was trained up at Florida State University. We set up a supplement company about 40 years ago. We manufacture super high quality nutritional supplements that we ship globally. We have the best multiple vitamins, the best vitamin C, the best vitamin D3 with K2. We have tremendous articles that we have posted on our website, also articles that I have written concerning health and nutrition. I had a clinic for many years. We had thousands of patients come through it. We helped them lower blood pressure, cholesterol, triglycerides, blood sugar levels, burn body fat without the use of drugs. And we do, and all of that information is posted at healthmasters.com. So if you guys can get your multiple vitamins from us, or you get your toothpaste without fluoride, or get your deodorant without aluminum in it through our website, and you can use Dave's coupon to get a discount, it supports our shows. So guys, I want you to know something. Regardless of what happens, you need to learn who Jesus Christ is. You really do. You need to understand who Jesus is and understand what Christianity really is. Listen to my show on Tuesday, December the 1st, 2020. Listen to that show and start listening to the Ted Dawson Brower Show. Listen to the Dave Hodges Show and realize that there are only a few of us out here that are even talking about what we talked about today. For the fact that Dave has me on and we agree about all this stuff, guys, we're trying to tell you, these guys are messing with your head, and we can't let them do that. Remember, we have to stay firm in our faith. That's the most important thing, David. But healthmasters.com, David, what's the coupon code?
Day 5.
Day 5 of his coupon. You get 5% off anything besides kits on the website. Please support Dave by doing this and support our work. Thank you, guys, because with all of the media being censored now, it's becoming increasingly more difficult to get shows like this out there. By the way, when's the last time you heard somebody else tell you what I told you today?
Nobody.
Just thought I'd mention that.
Nobody. Yeah. But next time I have you on, you need to find more things to disagree with me on. I think we have slight disagreement on Trump, but I think you have valid points. Ted, always a pleasure to have you on, my friend. And you're right. We are kind of like lone voices in the wilderness. There's no question. And I do appreciate you stepping out and being a part of what we do here at the Common Sense Show. Ted, thanks for joining us.
Dave, thanks again for having me on, bud.
You're
appreciate
welcome.
You, my friend.
Bye-bye.